Even beyond that, though, Sterling's address was just plain watchable. Urgent, sincere, impassioned, exactly the kind of thing we've been taught by decades of Ernest films and Aaron Sorkin teleplays. To see is a stirring outcropping of authentic humanity into the hot air and hedging of politics. But then the problem, the intractable signature problem of our moment, is that for many people the same is true of Cohen. It's not as if we've had any shortage lately of people clamoring for the role of vivid truth-tellers against an incorrigible system. Our president, for one, learned long ago that people enjoyed watching him abandon the decorum usually brought to the office. Add to that his unique lack of attachment to consistent principles, or positions of facts, and often all that's left when the White House speaks is raw interpersonal drama, taunting, baiting, shaming, flattering, or humiliating whomever it is being addressed. This is the approach to communication that makes Cohen more watchable than any of the more polished crackpots around her. It tends to stick in the mind. The Trump administration spent less time engaging the press than any since Reagan's, but you may well carry forward more indelible memories of its surreal theatre than you will from 8 years' worth of Obama briefings, whether you thought that spectacle came at the expense of the presidency or the press corps or just the nation.